If weight management is one of your New Year goals, Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier can help. This science-backed formula supports metabolic balance, curbs cravings, and promotes healthy blood sugar levels, making it easier to stay consistent and in control. It helps give your body the boost it needs to keep you on track. Feel confident and energized this year with Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sponsored by the Downtown Lincoln Foundation on 93.7 The Ticket.
We are back here on 1-on-1 on 93.7, the Ticket DP out of town. So myself, Jake Bakovin, in here with Austin Orman and Nick Sainert now joining us in the studio as well.
Boys,
Nick, welcome to the show. I also wanted to, start off, how about the helmet matchup tonight? I know you already wore
great.
Looks aesthetically very pleasing, I think.
I think if we can get, I doubt that this would be the case because I would imagine Miami, Miami's
favored
seed.
By three.
I knew that one, okay. But Miami's the lower seed, so they're the road team, basically. So they might wear orange. So does that mean that we're going to get orange and powder blue?
Ooh.
That would be great.
we need that instead of the plain road white.
That's what I was thinking, is initially Miami would wear white and Ole Miss would wear their powder blue. But I would love if it was a powder blue versus orange appearance. Fiesta Bowl tonight, so that means Arizona's the spot.
Yeah.
Okay. So indoor stadium.
Well, they should, and that it kind of brings the point overall together back to, you know, the NFL does that color rush game. Yeah. You know,
but those uniforms are so bad.
Well, they do. They don't always do a great job of that. But I don't know why. You know, maybe we should bring that more. You know, more often to the front.
I know. How did you guys feel about? You guys like alternate uniforms, right?
Absolutely.
We're under the age of 35, so
are you talking about Nebraska?
We do know how email works. So
So I mean, but you guys, I don't know. It seems like that's kind of the cutoff for like alternate uniforms, fans of, not fans of.
I'm gonna be in trouble next year. I'm 35.
That's rough. I did not know this.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You're already 10 years older than I am.
Yeah. But I'm already though a traditionalist. I understand why you get to an age it was better back in my day. Like I'm already there with college football, so I guess I'm ahead of schedule there. Guys, we do got to get obviously Nebraska has a history of the Fiesta Bowl, and what's better than talking about the past for Nebraska football? Do you guys have any idea how many times Nebraska has played in the Fiesta Bowl?
Is it like six?
It is exactly like six. Nice.
Dang, so much like six, it is six.
Good guess.
What can I say?
The most famous one was the most recent appearance, I presume.
Second most recent appearance.
They played in 97.
So they played the Fiesta Bowl
95 championship, 96.
Yep,
96, yep.
And then in the year 2000, 1999 season, they played Tennessee there, T. Martin defending champs and all that, and beat them there.
Yeah.
So, you know, two victories. Out of the six games, how many victories do you think they had?
Four.
Three.
It's still two.
They
lost their first four. Their other ones were in the 1989 season, a 41-17 loss against number five Florida State. Nebraska was number six at the time. They also lost in the 1987 season, 1988 Fiesta Bowl. Another loss to Florida State, 31-28. Florida State was number three at the time. Nebraska was number five. They lost in the 1985 season, 86 Fiesta Bowl, 27-23 to number five Michigan when Nebraska was number seven. And they also lost in 1975 for the same season. The Fiesta Bowl that year was played in December 26th, 17-14 to number seven Arizona State when Nebraska was number six.
So, oh, that's a true road game.
Yeah. Yeah, that is tough. So Tom Osborne. I had a little bit of trouble with the Fiesta Bowl till he didn't, I suppose.
Going to win the big one.
Yeah, there you go. But, of course, the famous ones, as we mentioned, Nebraska, 62-24, January 2nd, 1996. That is still the record for most points scored in the Fiesta Bowl, by the way.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. And then, of course, in like we mentioned, 31-21 victory over Tennessee as number three in the college football playoff era. That's the team a lot of people go back to in 1999. That team certainly might have won it all. If you remember, that was Michael Vick and Virginia Tech against Chris Winkie. Peter Warwick, those guys at Florida State. Florida State ended up winning, but certainly would have been an opportunity for Nebraska there. Most appearances in the Fiesta Bowl all time. You guys have a guess?
Would Miami be up there?
Fiesta Bowl. Big Ten.
I'm getting it mixed up with the Orange Bowl. Most in the Fiesta Bowl. It couldn't just be like Ohio State.
Right? It is just like Ohio State. Okay, you're pretty good.
I'm full of doubt. That's slightly surprising to me because you think about the Big Ten going to the Rose Bowl.
Yeah. Right.
More often.
Exactly.
But unless they know the Rose Bowl was, Big Ten 1 and the years Ohio State was Big Ten 2 or whatever.
Yeah, and I'm trying to even think. The last time Ohio State played in the Fiesta Bowl was 2016. That's the last time they won a bowl. They played it in 2019. So I think part of this is the college football playoff expanding and getting in those games and stuff.
Can we be honest that I hate that? I hate that they take on those classic bowl games.
I do too.
I'm fine if they keep the bowl game, but just transplant all the signage and whatnot to a home stadium.
Oh,
really?
But
you can't play the Rose Bowl.
You can't play the Rose Bowl. Okay, fine.
The Rose Bowl gets its carve out, but you can't transport the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl to.
Yeah, you can.
Coral Gables?
Yeah, sure, sure. But that's the Orange Bowl.
Okay, well then, Ole Miss is the higher seed, so you can't transplant to Oxford?
Yeah, you can.
Yes. But this is where Miami just needs to build its own college football stadium.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is Miami capable of that?
They should be.
They're going to get additional money here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that would take years, but...
Is Mario Cristobal a top 10 coach in college football right now?
Yeah.
Number 10?
I mean, seriously, because we never talk about Mario Cristobal in the same breath as we do Kalen DeBoer, Lane Kiffin, obviously, Kirby, and Ryan Day. We never talk about Mario Cristobal in the same breath.
He's one of those guys when they do these lists every year, right? Can be anywhere from 10 to 30, depending on where the last year was.
He was not good. He was not good at FAU.
So it was Oregon, FIU.
Or FIU. He was not good.
Okay. So
not
it was 1-11, 5-7, 3-9, 7-6 with a bowl win, 8-5 with a bowl loss, then 3-9. Position coach takes over for one game for Oregon. He's the interim in the Las Vegas Bowl. Oregon under him was 9-4, 12-2, 4-3 in the COVID year, and then 10-3. Takes over a scuffling Miami, and he's increased the number of wins every year.
Yeah.
5-7, 7-6, 10-3, 12-2. Top 10 might be slightly aggressive, but I think he's a much better coach now than he was at Florida International. I think he's still taking a lot of grief for the end of that Georgia Tech game where he decided to run it instead of kneel down. So you have to question the game management, but that's one gaffe on his resume. I get he doesn't have the national championship, but who do you give more credit to? Do you give more credit to a guy like Mario Cristobal, who's built, or Ryan Day, who has a national championship and sustained, but continues to lose the Michigan game?
Or the big game.
I don't know. Cristobal took over for Taggart, right? Was it Willie Taggart before?
Oh, at Oregon.
Right. Yeah. At Oregon. It was Willie Taggart, and then it was
took over for Manny Diaz at Miami.
Yeah. Still shocking that Manny Diaz had a Miami job at one point.
Manny Diaz was not as bad as people give him credit for at Miami. No, he wasn't great.
No.
He was not terrible.
No, he was not terrible.
But it is, as you look at Cristobal, he's this year we'll exchange that. He's had one top 10 finish in his career again. So would it be hard to argue a top 10 coach, but definitely on a run here. And part of that is what they've done at the quarterback position, obviously, the last 2 years with the Heisman Trophy winner and Cam Ward last year. Now Carson Beck leading them to where they are now as the 10 seed, which is pretty incredible.
And Carson Beck, let's be honest, he's fine.
Serviceable, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. He's fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They paid a lot of money for a game manager that has 10 interceptions on the year.
Yeah.
But how many of those came in two games?
Yes. I don't know.
He's been better down the stretch.
I'm not high on Carson Beck.
No, I agree. I'm just saying, let's be fair to the guy.
He's a good college quarterback. That's why he's not going off to the NFL. Yeah.
That's true.
By the way, too, Mario Cristobal's conference record in the ACC so far, 18-14. So that certainly could improve. And that's what I'm a little bit worried about.
That's the thing. You take away Miami out of this playoff, we're not even talking about Mario Cristobal.
No. And I'm worried. I mean, if they go on a run, and again, this goes back to my traditional lesson, the college football is better thing. But are we ready to crown a champion that lost to Louisville and at SMU? I mean, if it happens, is that are we still, you know, is that still what we're looking for?
I'm with you on this, man. I miss the BCS.
There we go.
I love the playoff games. I love that they mean something. I'm excited for tonight. Which matchup are you guys more interested in?
Indiana, Oregon, and Hartford. Okay.
Yeah. I have two.
Yeah. It's Big Ten. I don't know if that's our bias or just in general.
I don't think it is.
Big Ten's also won the last two.
I think it's gonna be a better game.
Yeah, that too. Intrigue. Obviously, you know, Cincinnati's the story.
What would be the most surprising matchup? Obviously, Oregon on that side. Is it Ole Miss?
Got to be, right?
I think so. But that's the, I'll say this, that's the matchup I want to see most.
Oregon and Ole Miss?
Maybe Indiana, Ole Miss. The matchup I'm going to change that. The matchup I want to see most is Indiana, Ole Miss. But I'm not that interested in seeing Miami in there.
Yeah, it's not. I think of all the teams that might have they're the 10 seed, so there's something there. But yeah, I think it's probably the least.
But Miami's not really an underdog. Like, it's Miami.
And they've won titles before. The other teams haven't. So that definitely.
But I think the other part for me is, like, in the national championship game, I don't want to see fireworks. I'm not trying to see a 50-50 ball game.
Oh, sign me up for that.
But something about Ole Miss, Indiana, or Ole Miss, or what do they all have in common? They can score the football. They can score, man. But they also play really good defense, especially Indiana and Oregon. I think Oregon sometimes gets discredited because we think Oregon and flash and high-powered offenses. I think Oregon's defense is actually the better side of the ball.
Go ahead, Buck.
I just think, I'm very intrigued. If Ole Miss can make it to the championship game or very much even take that further and win a championship, I just, you know, with all the ties to the SEC and this is their last hope and all that, and the conference is losing its power, and then the Lane Kiffin stuff, and you bring in LSU and Ole Miss next year, I'm incredibly interested in Ole Miss moving on. Again, I mean, but Miami, that's a team I love to hate. So if they start to, I don't necessarily hate them now because this is the run, right? But if they can kind of get back into that, I would love to see that for college football.
Right. I mean, Miami's kind of like the Dan Hurley in some ways, right? Like, college football needs a villain.
Yeah.
You know? Are they?
Well, they can still be. They can be. They can grow back into it. Because as soon as they win one, imagine the conversations out of South Beach. But I think as Nebraska fans, as much as we love to hate Miami for all the pain they inflicted, shouldn't Nebraska fans be rooting for Miami to prove that, hey, it's possible for a former power to build up again? I know that Miami has the access to talent. I know they're in a lesser conference.
As Nebraska has?
I get it. No, it's not a one-to-one, but big picture, 30,000 foot, you know, like Indiana and even Ole Miss, no historical success. Ole Miss more than Indiana, but Indiana was the losingest program in college football history, now passed by in-state quasi-rival Northwestern, since Cincinnati's been on a bit of a tear.
Yeah.
But I'm not mad if Miami beats Ole Miss. I'm not mad if Ole Miss beats Miami. I think there's a fun storyline either way. I would probably rather see Ole Miss win just because I think it's the continuation of the Cinderella run, but I'm not mad at Miami. Maybe Husker fans from the 80s and 90s would be, but I think there's a, you know, general template for, hey, Nebraska, guess what? You don't have to be stuck in this mediocrity. If you make enough right decisions, you can get back. You're not like Miami's the one seed dominating everyone. Like you said, Bach, they lost to Louisville and SMU. Good teams, not elite teams, but that's also just where we're at in the playoff eras. It's starting to feel more like the NFL, where you're going to lose some games. You're going to have an off week or two, be good enough to get into the playoff, whatever the qualifications are, and then you got a chance. That's all you can ask for.
As long as you can make the ACC championship. Okay, I guess you don't have to make the ACC championship. We'll take a quick break. We got one more segment on one-on-one coming next year on 93.7 The Ticket.